Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your beacon in the Australian insurance industry. Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024, and this is your weekly insurance news wrap, bringing you the latest industry developments, insights, and breakthroughs. We're kicking off today's wrap with an alarming trend circling our community. Life insurance taking a back seat as cost-cutting measures dominate. As living costs mount, Aussies show a worrying tendency to sideline life insurance in cost-cutting efforts. The Council of Australian Life Insurers reports that a whopping 79% of Aussies own motor insurance, yet life insurance stands at just 34%. A survey of 5,000 individuals indicates that those aged 55 to 64 prioritize motor and home insurance over life insurance, with just 29% covered. Similar trends echo among younger adults. Working Aussies are three times more likely to drop life insurance over other insurances, and around half are even considering halting their super contributions for expense reduction. Christine Cupid, CEO of Cali, underlines the need for affordable financial guidance amidst this advice accessibility crisis, which the federal government aims to tackle. Next up, we shed light on the Australian Financial Complaints Authority and their recent call for increased transparency in professional indemnity insurance held by member companies. This move underscores the limitations and a lack of oversight currently plaguing the PI insurance landscape, an issue highlighted following the collapse of Dixon Advisory. While there are legal requirements for PI insurance among financial licensees, its design is not meant as a consumer compensation tool. This presents various issues, including insufficient funds and policy exclusions, which often leave consumers without compensation recourse. AFCA urges for an improved insight into PI policy details that affect consumer compensation outcomes. Moving on, let's turn our gaze to the top ranks of our nation. The Senate, with its vigilant eye on insurance premium pricing, has tasked the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, with enhancing oversight. Led by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, the Senate inquiry is advocating for increased transparency in premium pricing and stronger government intervention against unchecked cost rises. Key recommendations from the inquiry include establishing a national platform for natural disaster data, abolishing insurance taxes, and expanding the Disaster Ready Fund. The Insurance Council of Australia is looking forward to a collaborative discourse on these findings. Lastly, we touch upon the Insurance Council of Australia's, ICA, push for a revision of advice regulations. This is in line with the federal government's reform aiming to simplify insurance advice, an effort that can revolutionize advisor-client interactions. Current regulations limit insurers to general advice, hindering personalized guidance. The proposed changes aim to clear the air on the simple advice model, introduce new advisor classes, and call time on traditional fees, all in the quest to foster personal interaction, trust, and ultimately meet consumer needs. That concludes our weekly insurance news wrap. Visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more on personal and business insurance. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you updated in the ever-evolving Australian insurance industry. Stay safe and stay informed.